It's 1998. Dan Geller and Dana Goldfein, documentary filmmakers from San Francisco, are sailing among the Galapagos Islands, working on an education project, when a chapter in a true crime book on board caught Dana's attention. It was titled Murder in Paradise.
And as a true crime aficionado, that completely got my attention. It was only about a 12-page chapter, but the characters and the story were so unbelievable and larger than life that I quickly handed it back to Dan and said, you know what, we've got to find out more about this.
The starting point, explains Dan Geller, was a couple from Berlin who settled on the unpopulated island of Floriana to get away from it all.
A German doctor and his patient, and they were lovers, who went to this one uninhabited island, wanting nothing more than to be left alone and write philosophy and try to construct a life for themselves, whose words in their letters home wound up leaked to the press. And thereby came millionaire yachtsmen who were fascinated and passed through. And then came a German family wanting to live cheek by jowl with these two other misanthropes. That didn't work out so well. And then came the Baroness with her two male lovers. She wanted to build a hotel for American millionaires. So we have three versions of paradise on an otherwise deserted island. And those three visions don't mesh well.
Yet that far-off three-way conflict was remarkably well-documented.
They all brought typewriters. So clearly they wanted to leave society but still have an impact in letters or maybe in books.
But the story, which came to center on the unsolved disappearance of one of the parties, remained a distant curiosity until 2006, when the filmmakers discovered a rare visual record of the Floriana settlers moldering in an archive at USC.
The footage was shot across 5 years by a crew on a research trip. Just the most privileged, amazing look into these lives and the crazy story. That was it. From that moment onward, we were dedicated to making the film happen, because with that visual record, it took a story that was otherwise impossible to tell visually and made it emerge into the cinematic realm. And also, because these characters are so larger than life, without seeing them on those islands, you'd be tempted to say, oh, come on, somebody made that up. They couldn't have been doing that and been that way.
Armed with film, photographs, and reams of written records, Geller and Goldfein assembled a cast of voice actors to portray the settlers.
Because we have a multiplicity of characters, all stating their point of view, and in some ways it starts to seem like they're arguing with each other. To do that, to pull it off dramatically, Dana and I knew we needed really strong acting talent.
That worked, but Dana admits their hopes of solving the long-standing mystery proved elusive.
Even though it's been 80 years since this stuff happened, the people in the Galapagos continue to mull it over and talk about it and debate it and argue about what exactly happened and who did what to whom. We thought, well, why don't we use them to help us do a Rashomon-type film, and that way people can leave the theater continuing to discuss it amongst themselves.
Getting the perspectives of other island residents, the filmmakers concluded, added dimension to the fundamental mystery of why anyone would seek out such a life and what others and their offspring have made of it, at least on those small islands. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.